Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
How are you with spiders? You know, those huge, humongous, eight-legged little things. Well, they're not little, they're massive in some cases, that you see people posting photographs of them in social media and on their Instagram accounts that are in your house. How easy do you find it to remove them? Or, like many people, according to the app Airtasker, where you can hire tradespeople, would you pay up to €600 to call a professional out to remove them? It seems that loads of people are actually doing this. Trevor Hayden is from Complete Pest Control. Do you get calls, Trevor, to remove spiders?
Oh, God, yeah. This time of the year, we're getting them every single day. So we're at the top of the social calendar for the spiders at the minute.
It's spider season.
Yeah. So it's mating season at the moment. So what's happening is these guys are heading indoors looking to mate. And as a result, then people are finding they've been in the garden all summer, but they're heading indoors now and people are coming across because they're in their homes. So,
but obviously we're terrified to remove them, is it?
Yeah. But you know what? Spiders is one of those things. Like, they're really doing no harm. They really, really aren't. But we've just all been conditioned that these eight legs and they're scary. And like, the native spiders we find in Ireland, the only one that will kind of give you a nip is kind of the false widow. And even at that, it's kind of like a bee sting. Now, everybody's different, obviously, how they react. But they're not poisonous. But people are just terrified. They really are afraid of them.
Well, I would probably be among those people who I'd have to call somebody. There absolutely would be no way I'd stay in the house with one of those. Gone.
I found my daughter saving my son there a while ago, where she was removing a spider out of the bathroom. My son wouldn't go in. He was terrified. Now he's 23 and he wouldn't go in. He's probably going to kill me for saying that on the radio.
He will. Yeah. He's murdering now for that. But so people are happy to, you know, we'll bring in the experts to get rid of them. But maybe is it because we don't understand what they are? Maybe we think they're false widows. Is that why we're looking for professionals?
Exactly. I mean, and the internet has a lot to answer for as well. A lot of scaremongering. But you have to remember, we're not in people's homes because they have a rat or a mouse or a spider. We're in people's homes because they find themselves in a situation they can't deal with or won't deal with. And there's no accounting for everybody has something they're afraid of. Mm-hmm. But spiders need to be up there on the list for people.
Colly Ennis is a zoology research associate and biodiversity officer at Trinity College Dublin. Are you surprised to hear, Colly, we need the professionals in?
Not really. My phone tends to blow up around this time of year with people requesting identifications of various eight-legged friends that have emerged from the attic of the house or whatever. So it's one of those things. It's like Trevor was saying, it's kind of a learned fear, but also a genetic fear. So people are really born with a deep fear of rats, spiders, snakes. And that's because our great-great-great-great-grandparents were afraid of these creatures and lived to tell the tale, if that makes sense, and passed on that genetic fear.
Yeah, but is it just that we don't know what they are? Like, is that why a lot of us are looking for somebody else to deal with the problem? Or, sir, we are afraid and probably genuine concerns.
Yeah, well, look, there's a digital disconnect from nature. Not many people are out in the woods anymore. A lot of people have spent a lot of time on screens. And like your other guest said earlier on, that has a lot to do with the fear being increased. Misidentification is a massive thing. The biggest spiders we have in our homes and the most prevalent at this time of year are the male European house spiders, who are wandering around very leggy, very noisy. If they pitter patter across your floor,
completely
harmless. Completely harmless, though. And another thing is in favour of them. Like, these spiders are spending a whole year of their life cycle in your home. When you go to the attic, when you pull out your washing machine, you'll always find cobwebs. And this particular species of spider will be in there. And what they'll be doing is eating on woodlouse, blue bottles, creatures that you don't want in your home. So essentially they're the bouncers keeping out the real nasties. And all you have to do is put up with them when they go for a wander looking for a mate at this time of year.
John Francis Leader is a psychologist from JFL.com as well. Is it bonkers to be afraid of these spiders, John, or is it totally reasonable?
Hey, Andre, I hope listening to all of that. Yeah.
But
your guests are making some great points, though, because one piece is the education piece. And it's true, sometimes we're not interacting with them that much and we don't know what to think about them. But as has been touched upon, it also can be a bit more deeply set. There is that evolutionary tendency to look for things that are different. And it's interesting for me because as a therapist, as a psychologist, I got that call an awful lot when people were immigrating to Australia and stuff like that, understandably.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, what's over there? What am I going to be facing? So in Ireland, we have a strange relationship with spiders because the definition of a phobia is when it's a disproportionate fear response to something. So, of course, in some parts of the world, it is actually fairly reasonable to be concerned, maybe a little bit less so in Ireland.
Yeah, but I know that I have talked to people here on this show who were bitten or got some sort of a prick by some insect while living in Ireland and had huge health complications after it, John.
Absolutely. So it certainly can happen. But, you know, statistically, if you live in Australia or something like that, or certain parts of the States or wherever, you know, it really is. They're teaching kids in schools to be wary of spiders. So it's all about that proportionality. You know, it's like if you're crossing a road, you certainly need to look and be careful. But it's not necessarily a fear response. So usually when it becomes a problem from a therapeutic perspective is when it's actually stopping people from living their lives. They're not going places, they're not doing things, they're not going outside. And that, of course, then causes problems.
Is there a safe way, Trevor, to remove some of these bigger, larger guys?
Yeah, a lot of people, if you're up for it, you can literally put a glass over the spider and just slide in a piece of paper and just take them outside. They're not going to jump at you or attack you in any way. But it's just overcoming that fear, getting close to them. And what happens is they get close and they move a little bit and then people kind of freak out. But if you can get nice and close, just a glass over and slide a piece of paper under, it works every time.
And what, just pop it outside then?
Yeah, just pop it outside. They'd be quite happy going back outside. They'll probably want to come back in. But yeah, just pop it outside.
And how do you prevent them, or can you prevent them getting in the first place?
You can't really, to be honest. You know, your house would nearly want to be airtight. Well, everybody has, you know, open windows. You know, at the moment, it's cold in the morning. It's warmer in the afternoons. People have their windows open a little bit, or they get in through air vents. Mm. You'll never stop them getting in fully.
Spiders eat and catch flies and bugs that spread bacteria. So why would anybody want to get rid of something that actually cleans your house? And another listener says, if we didn't have these spiders, Trevor, our homes would be full of flies, wood lice and other sort of creepy crawlies.
Oh yeah, they're great to have around. It's just,
oh God, yeah. Thought of seeing,
I suppose,
them.
Look, if you think about films or TV programs, they're never portrayed nicely. It's always, you know, a spider running, or, you know, I remember years ago when I was younger, there was a huge film out called Arachnophobia years ago. And a lot of people were fearful after seeing the likes of that as well. So they're never portrayed in a good light, but they really, really are good to have in your home.
Yeah, well, Sue's probably a little more like me. She says, there's not a chance I go near them. My nerves would be gone. I'm definitely with her on that. I probably would myself. Mightn't hire a professional now, but I'd definitely get someone else in to deal with the problem. Trevor Hayden from Complete Pest Control, Collie Ennis, Biodiversity Officer and Zoologist at Trinity College, and John Francis, Leader Psychologist with JFL.com. Thanks a million, guys, for joining us here on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.